your own failure. Where did that bring you? Back to me.
What's up, true believers? Welcome to another exciting episode of Heart and Marvel. I'm your host, as always, Justin. I got Devontae with us again. Say what's up, man.
Hey, everyone. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, he's glad to be back with his whole, like, same old opening. But anyways, guys, we got a lot of stuff for you guys. I know we've been out for maybe a week or so. I did have like a giant conference that I had to do, guys. But now I'm back. We have a lot of news to talk about. So let's go over it, guys. The first thing that's kind of somewhat fresh off the docket is the Disney Plus announcing that they will have a Hawkeye's series on the Disney Plus streaming service, which will be showing like an adventure series that is passing the torch from the Clint Barton to Kate Bishop. What do you think about that?
I'm very excited. For us comic book fans, we know how layered and cool of a character Hawkeye is.
Yes.
But to the common audience, before Avengers Age of Ultron, he was kind of considered a B-plus player.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of happy they're going to put him in the forefront in his own series. Mm-hmm. And really flesh out how good of a character he is.
Yeah, and it could be something like that mentor kind of even daughter, that you know, those kind of things that we kind of see happen over the course of different kind of series that we can bring up. But I am actually interested. I love their kind of strategy with keeping him out of Infinity Wars to give the fans that kind of, oh, hey, you know what? I do love Hawkeye. I do miss Hawkeye. So really interested in seeing that Disney Plus. And man, Disney Plus is having so many series that they're doing. We got Loki that's being filmed now. We have the
Jon Favreau Star Wars.
Yes, the Mandalorian, which I have a friend that's on set. Pretty cool stuff. We have the Vision and Scarlet Witch. Falcon.
Bucky and Falcon.
Yeah, Bucky and Falcon, or Winter Soldier and Falcon. We have. Now, there was a Lady Sif one, but I don't know if that was actually for real. There was a rumor that. But now we got Hawkeye, so we got a bunch of stuff coming. So kind of the stuff I wanted to talk about, and we're going to be talking about in-game stuff. But right, since we're bringing that up, guys, we are still doing those Avengers in-game movie ticket giveaway. Guys, I've been seeing so much responses on the YouTube end, so thank you so much for that, guys. Shouting out all you guys, but please, in order to win the Avengers in-game movie tickets, you have to be a YouTube subscriber. So head on over to our YouTube channel, hit that subscribe button, like our latest video, comment on that latest video, as well as hitting that notification bell to be entered to win free movie tickets. Because now, right now, the movie tickets, I heard something, I think an article the other day that, like, what was it, $10,000 or $15,000 or something like that?
This is probably the most anticipated film in the last 20 years, but even I wouldn't buy those tickets. Mm-mm. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I think people get a little bit crazy. And then something I was talking to my wife on in the car this morning, that, you know, people are going crazy over the three-hour thing. But these people forget about Peter Jackson, everything that he puts his foot in is 3 hours. Did we forget about that? Did we forget about all those first three Lord of the Rings that were 3 hours each that he popped out every year?
See, I never saw Lord of the Rings, so
but still, like, I think people get a little bit crazy with this three-hour movie. But my wife is not really a Marvel head or Marvel fan in that way. But you know, God bless her, you know. But I think we're throwing it out a little bit out of proportion. But let's talk about this, guys. So I've been told a lot or asked a lot. We've already said this on a couple podcasts about how to watch the MCU, but I want to talk about the next phase of Marvel, because, you know, Kevin Feige put out, I think it was a couple days ago, that the Marvel Studios movie set to release in the next 5 years will be feel very distinct. So what do you think? Will feel very distinct between the first and distinct from phase one and three of MCU. So what does phase four look like?
One word: cosmic.
Definitely.
Branch out. I heard there was a rumor they wanted to do a Silver Surfer at some point.
Yes.
You know, I'm all for.
I forgot. I couldn't. I'm brain farted right now, but I know they wanted to make the Silver Surfer in more of like man, what was that movie? Speed Racer, kind of like the Speed Racer tone with that type of Ragnarok kind of feel.
Okay.
But Silver Surfer movie would be dope, and using that character to bring us into all the other cosmic entities that are out there. But definitely, I think it's cosmic too.
Wasn't there just a recent rumor that the Doctor Strange 2 was being released around 1 or 2 years as well too?
And they are moving it up, and they're actually moving up a lot of other productions that was kind of shocking to me. So we have the first runners up. We have the Spider-Man Far From Home, which Spider-Man Far From Home is the first movie of Phase 4, mm-hmm. which, again, we have no idea how Endgame is going to be, which, again, if you're a new listener to Heart of Marvel, for this last month or two, we have not been going over any spoilers, but just more theories, okay? Now, of course, theories can be potentially spoilers, but usually I have, not usually, but I do have resources that feed me all these spoilers. But this time, I was saying I don't want you to text me or call me anything. I don't want to know anything. So, with that being said, we have Spider-Man Far From Home kicking off Phase 4, and then we have, I believe, the Black Widow movie, mm-hmm. which is I'm actually looking forward to that.
Once the rumor was Taskmaster was going to be the main antagonist, that's when I was completely excited.
Yeah, so it's official that the villain will be Taskmaster, and I don't really know who's going to play that just yet, but after that, I believe it will be Doctor Strange 2, and from there, I think it will be, it sounds about anywhere around Black Panther 2 or Guardians 3.
That would make sense. Everyone's saying because of the whole Fox, them buying Fox, that it was going to be like the Fantastic Four or X-Men. I think they're going to put it more on their Disney Plus streaming service more than anything.
Yes, and we've talked about that months ago, but that I would want a Fantastic Four TV show on the Disney Plus, but also not an X-Men series, but break mm-hmm. up the X-Men, like in the way of like having not necessarily a Wolverine, but maybe having, I don't know, like a Jean Grey or a certain type of series where it's not all X-Men, mm-hmm. you know? So, because again, you can make an X-Men franchise in the MCU, but I think being that Disney Plus is coming around this holiday, I really think that Marvel Studios and the MCU will be using that as a bridge to a lot of IPs that are gonna be coming out. So we got that, and this is one of the things, we're not gonna see Avengers movie for a minute after this. We're not gonna be seeing it for probably maybe 4 or 5 years.
Are there any of the main cast, are there contracts coming up with this movie?
They
won't be in like
future installments? Yeah, we talked about that. But again, nowadays, even though they said it, we've literally emphasized this, that I was one of the channels, many of the channels that called the title Endgame. I was one of the many titles that called Red Skull. I'm one of the many titles, many channels that called these things, which, even though they said so-and-so's contracts are done, Robert Downey wants to go out with a bang, da-da-da-da, at the end of the day, they could extend their contract and say, oh, psych, you know? So we don't know. We really don't know. If it'll be anything, we already know that it makes sense that Cap to die, but it's comics. You don't stay dead in comics. You don't stay dead in Marvel or comics in general. So.
I mean, you have the ultimate MacGuffin, which is the Infinity Gauntlet. So
mm-hmm. Yeah. So speaking of Infinity Gauntlet, let's talk about, and I know we're just kind of finishing up the future phase of the MCU, which we do think it's going to be really cosmic. It's going to be a lot of females that we're going to see. We do see a little bit of weird stuff coming out of Eternals, and I don't really know how I feel about that. And we've talked about that on recent podcasts about them making Hercules one of the faces of Eternals and making him homosexual, which I really don't think that's a good move for the MCU in the way of don't shift a comic like that drastically like that. So we already called Angela Jolie's character. We already knew that that was going to happen. But I'm still excited for the Eternals franchise. I'm still excited. We pretty much are going to see a new Avengers. When I say not new Avengers, like, oh, yes, it is brand new. No, I'm literally talking about the series called New yes. Avengers. We are going to see a new Avengers series probably within 5 years. Because I think there's a lot of character development that has to happen. And then don't forget we got Guardians. Guardians is like a mini Avengers. So
who do you think will be the new lineup then? When they eventually do make the new Avengers,
I really think it's gonna be Doctor Strange and your Black Panthers and your Spider-Man. I really hope that they take Spider-Man in the way of now if it's true that it's gonna be a Sinister Six on the third Spider-Man movie, that you know S.H.I.E.L.D. and Nick Fury will be training Spider-Man to raise up the new Avengers. Just like that one comic series as well as the cartoon series, which I think will be amazing to see. So that's that. But with that being said, being talking about Infinity Gauntlet and all that kind of good stuff, we have the new poster that came out, the new official poster that was posted, I think, like 6 hours ago. And we do see Thanos, you know, being that overarching villain and stuff like that. But one of the biggest things that stand out to me, two things, is... being that we're looking at it now, and if you guys are looking at it with us here, you do see the biggest thing that stands out to me, three things. You have Professor Hulk. You have Professor Hulk. Now, the reason why we're not seeing any footage of him, because I believe, and if you're in production, and if you're a film head like we are, mm-hmm. you would want to save that. And so people can see that. You don't want to necessarily show that. And they're probably finishing up. Well, no, it's 100% done. I'm sorry. The Russo brothers said they're 100% done on the visual effects and editing. So you probably wanted to see that. That's why we're only seeing Professor Hulk two or three times in marketing.
We already had got hints of him in Infinity War as well, too.
Yeah. So it's there. And the second thing is Captain America is being the center, where Iron Man was the center in Infinity War in that way, where he was the biggest one on the poster. But now it's Captain America. But check this out. Look at the background of the poster. Look at the background. It looks like the Quantum Tunnel. What's up? Devontae even looked at that. And goes, holy crap. That's what he looked like if y'all were looking at this.
I think you called this a while ago, actually.
Yeah. So that looks like something, that just looks like the Quantum. And again, all this marketing could be just misdirecting us. But I love Iron Man's comic book armor. And we have, you know, Captain Marvel, which, guys, there was that new footage that was putting out that we just kind of did an episode on maybe last week. That was actually Carol Danvers. You know, that was her very first. I'm sorry, I said that. Carol Danvers. Her actual name sounds like the actual comic book character's name. Anyways, that was actually her first time playing the character. They actually filmed that first. The footage that 2 minute clip they put out that Thanos used the gauntlet again, which that Thanos using the gauntlet again gives a signal of them facing Thanos again. They're probably gonna face him three or four times in game.
More than likely.
Yeah,
but I also heard a rumor saying that Thanos wasn't even going to be the main villain. Or is there's even a hierarchy of villains more important than him, or something like that?
I don't. I think Thanos. Yeah, we heard that. He will be the centerpiece, but there still won't be another villain on top of him. There will be future villains introduced as some breadcrumbs there. But I don't think that's. Thanos is the villain of Endgames, but there's going to be other stuff, other villains that we're going to be introduced to. Now, there are rumors. I want to hear from you guys, so please leave your comment wherever you are hearing this YouTube or podcast. And if you can't leave a comment on the podcast, head on over to the social media or the YouTube page to leave your comments. So what would be the other villains that would be in there? Can they put – now, a lot of people are saying Annihilus. Now, that makes sense, but how would you throw him in there just a little bit?
I'm trying to remember, because when I read the Infinity Gauntlet book, I can't remember the name of the characters, but they were just the celestial beings that were that were over Thanos himself.
There's Eternity, which Eternity was already introduced to Guardians 2 in a very low-key way. There's rumors also Galactus. I don't see that coming.
It's too soon.
Yeah, it's too soon. But then again, Russo Brothers be doing some crazy stuff. With this Fox deal, it's always like, yeah, it's too soon. But then again, you always have that.
They did the same thing with Spider-Man.
Yeah, they did the same thing with Spider-Man. So, Annihilus, I can kind of see it. I can low-key see, like, you know, Namor being just kind of like in dialogue, okay? Now, Namor is not really a villain. He's an anti-hero, but towards Black Panther 2. But they do need to finish that. That's the only open window. I've been saying that for a long time now. Out of the last 10 years of Marvel, that's the only door that hasn't been closed yet. And they said Endgame is the finish of the book of the last 10 years. They need to close that. I'm not saying that they need an actor. I'm just saying dialogue. Like, you got to go. It could be something like in transition of one character, something like that. Where is it? I hit it somewhere. Where? Atlantis. Bam, we done. That's Namor. We already know. So...
Now you maybe want a Namor movie, you know, or a TV show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I don't really see. Maybe. Of course, you don't want to do a Namor movie now because of Aquaman.
Yeah.
But if we look at the poster going back again, coming back full circle, we totally see that quantum tunnel in there. And we see pretty much of the highlight characters that are in it. Now, even though these are the highlight characters, again, we have no idea how this movie is going to play out. 3 hours and 2 minutes, y'all.
Do you think the same way how they had Nebula basically be the one to beat Thanos in the book, do you think they're going to give her somewhat of a similar role too? Or are they going to, you know...
Could be. Yeah, we could see it.
To fit the story itself that they've made over the years.
Yeah, we could see it. Either two ways, and this is kind of a theory I've heard a lot and that I contributed to, between Hulk and Captain Marvel, a theory that I have is that they both will get the gauntlet. And that... Captain America will have so much heart to hold that gauntlet that he will switch it, but he will die.
My theory was he was going to finally, because they've already set it up in the Avengers 2, that he was finally going to hold a Mjolnir.
Yes, I see that too. Also, with Hulk will try to do it but lose his arm. So those are some really crazy theories that are out there right now.
To set up what's that version of Hulk called? The one it's in the main universe, but it's like in the future where he's like
a Worldbreaker.
Where he's a tyrant. He has like a gray beard.
And he's bald. Yeah.
Maestro.
We might actually see some Gray Hulk. There was some rumor that they actually wanted to introduce Gray or Red Hulk in Ultron, but we just didn't see it. So that's up in the air. But one of the biggest things I want to address before we close it here is that Thanos is not dying, y'all, in this game, in Endgame, because he's too big of a character. They spent 10 years building him. He's just going to take a backseat for a little bit and bring more villains, pretty much gather some, like, team of villains or something like that. But anyways, that's pretty much it, guys. Guys, if you are new to this podcast, please subscribe to this channel anywhere you want to hear podcasts or on YouTube. We are still giving those in-game tickets giveaways as well as the Oh Snap Thanos shirt. We'll be announcing, let me check my calendar here. We'll be announcing our winner next Friday. Let's say next Friday, that is the 19th of April 2019. We'll be announcing our winner. And be sure to keep on listening, because if you are the winner, and I'm announcing you, and you haven't contacted me, it goes to the next person. So that's pretty, yeah. Devontae goes, I'm going to take it. Devontae says, I'm going to take it. But hopefully, guys, you got your tickets already. But if not, win some free ones just by liking and commenting on our videos here. So, all right, that's pretty much it, guys. Devontae, you have anything?
Bring me back again soon.
Bring me back again soon. That's awesome. You always say great stuff. But okay, guys, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy days, as always, to hear me rant about this stuff. I'm Justin. Stay awesome and stay blessed, guys.